What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Isaiah Bond spoke to the media yesterday. This is a messy, sordid business, obviously. He spoke to the media yesterday, Isaiah Bond did. And he was, first and foremost, he had to address his legal case and said he was excited to be joining the Cleveland Browns.
I've been playing football since six, and I know it's a great privilege to play in the NFL, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I know there's going to be questions about the allegations, but my agent and my attorney have advised me not to go into details on that. Since day one, I proclaim my innocence, and I stand here today in that same way. I'm very excited to get to know my teammates and show the Cleveland Brown community why they made the right decision.
All right. He was asked then, and, you know, Deontay Johnson said that the Browns were the only ones who called him. Here's Isaiah Bond's reasoning why the Browns were an attractive destination.
Tommy Reeves was my OC at Alabama, so that definitely played a big role. So he already knows my skill set. Andrew Berry and my agent have been talking since the draft. And also, I admired Jerry Jeudy growing up. That's one reason I went to Alabama. Man, my agent said that the Browns want you. I said, let's go. To be under the wing of a guy like Jerry Jeudy, to pick his brain and to give me some tips, I said it was a no-brainer.
Now, you can take this how you want to, because the Browns are not very good at drafting wide receivers. You and I know, Anthony, for a fact that the Browns really liked Isaiah Bond before this ugliness came to light.
They probably would have drafted him, right?
They probably would have drafted him, yes. And there were some people who said that they were still even willing to draft him after all that was going on.
Of course, if none of this happened, there would have been competition. There's no competition now.
Yes, if none of this happened, there would have been competition.
But you know, it's crazy. In a league where teams all over the place will take chances on certain guys. For whatever reason, the Isaiah Bond stuff kept everybody away, even looks like, even after he was cleared or, you know,
well,
there was
no... Well, the quote about alcohol makes me do things and the other stuff, like it's... and then there was a bunch of stuff that came out you didn't even know what to believe. So he's been clear to this. I don't know what the NFL is going to decide after all this. But
it seems like the Browns, not that the Browns haven't been wrong before, because they were wrong throughout the Deshaun Watson, you know, step by step, thinking that he was going to be available a lot sooner. It does seem like the Browns think he's going to be available pretty quickly.
It does. And I said this on Monday. Everything they do, it just adds more fuel to the fire if there are failures. It just adds more. You know, John Dorsey was successful. He took guys that were problems. Antonio Callaway was a problem, without a doubt. He took guys in Kansas City that were problems. But he also had a successful franchise, and the Browns were successful for a year, and they've been successful with some of the players that are still there that he drafted. So John Dorsey in so many ways gets a pass. The Browns, because they're 3-14, don't. If the Browns were 14-3 and picked him up, said this on Monday, I don't think a lot of people would say boo to a goose about it. But the Browns are 3-14. You have this cloud hanging over you of the allegations of other people on this organization. So, yeah, that's going to follow you. And if, God forbid, if anything else were to happen with this guy, then, yeah, that's on you. And that is you. You signed up for this. You said he submitted his own polygraph and all the other stuff. Mm. Still, you signed up for it. And at the end of the year, if you're bad, then this follows you. But if you're a successful team, this is the real world we live in. It doesn't follow you as much, and people tend to, I don't know if they come out and they root for these guys, but they tend to tolerate them.
But without a doubt, the Browns, and I made this point, you know, last week, without a doubt, the Browns think that this is a market inefficiency, going after guys that have either the questionable background or charges or whatever. They definitely feel like, hey, we are going to be the place to take advantage of these guys falling. Mm-hmm. Because this is a guy that would have been drafted. Now, there's definitely dissent on where, like anything, in the middle of the draft. Guys that go in the middle of the draft could go in the second round or they could go in the fifth round. We've seen that. We saw it with a quarterback this year.
Yeah.
So the Browns have definitely, if I were to look at their new guardrails, if they ever leaked out what their new guardrails are, because all we have are the guardrails from like 6 years ago.
They should leak out new guardrails.
They should. I bet you one of the guardrails is, we think we can go after guys that fell because of character concerns. And now it hasn't worked for them. Really hasn't. I mean, the closest thing you would say to working for them would be the local running back, right?
Yeah.
That'd be about it. Kareem Hunt would be the only one.
Yeah.
A bunch of others. Perrion Winfrey, unfortunately, immediately Mike Hall got off to a bad start.
That's the one I want to mention with you. Because there is an arrogance here that seems to not follow them. Or at least maybe, I don't even know if it's arrogance, but there's something here that's missing with your guardrails. Now, and I'm talking about Paulie Podesta and everything. You know, we love to sit here and compare ourselves to the Philadelphia Eagles of all football teams here. And I go, well, you see, this is where you guys forget the human element of this. This is where you guys forget, like, hey, you can give me all the spark scores you want and all the measurables you want, but I don't think you guys pay attention at all to how guys interact with each other. Because I want to ask you a question right now. If the Philadelphia Eagles,
mm-hmm.
and this is absolutely revisionist, if the Philadelphia Eagles, with who we know polices that locker room, that when they took Jalen Carter, oh boy. When they took other guys, oh God, you're taking Georgia Bulldogs. Yep. Here we go. Yep. Well, we got to see with the Eagles here. But you know what? They had Fletcher Cox. They had Brandon Graham. And I've told this story many times over when they start to take these guys and they police it. I don't know if Perrion Winfrey is still in the NFL. Does Perrion Winfrey have a better chance in a Philadelphia Eagles locker room
than
a Cleveland Browns locker room?
Probably.
Because Myles Garrett is the one that has talked about, well, we've tried to get him to act as a professional, I think was the quote. And I'm thinking, I never thought Myles Garrett is a leader. I certainly thought the guys in the Philadelphia Eagles locker room were leaders. I think they're a bunch of ass kickers and have set up a culture for the future. See, people get mad as Browns fans because they think that their intelligence is insulted because, well, you guys are just a bunch of emotional dummies. You guys don't understand the analytics that plays into it. And then analytics becomes a four-letter word for a lot of people. No, because in so many ways, there's a lot of things that have changed, and it ain't like high school football, but there is some things that are where it's like, you got to have a culture in that locker room if you're going to want to win. Because if you're going to win on the margins, then there has to be an attention to detail that you're willing to take. And you've taken great athletes who are not willing to do that, and then not willing to buy in. And that's why we get some of the results that we've gotten. That's why, again, I have to highlight, why are backup quarterbacks giving the pregame speeches? Giving a pregame speech and walking over to the sideline is awkward. Why are guys on a series of one-year contracts giving pregame speeches?
Yeah, defense.
Defensive guys. That is not your culture. So you guys can sit here and talk about, and I'm with, guys, I want to give guys chances. Talent is talent. He's free to go. Let's see what he has. Fine. Guilty is charged on my account. But damn it, if you ain't got the culture for it, then where's the accountability? Because it's got to be more than just the money that makes people accountable.
But I get why a Browns fan would be like, why do all these other teams, why do the Ravens, it seems like when they get a guy with any character concerns, the immediate reaction isn't, oh boy, why are they taking a chance on that guy? It's Ravens just got to steal. But when the Browns get that guy, it's never called a steal. It's called a, Browns went after another most unlikable team in the NFL gets even more unlikable. And that's not just from national guys. That's from local people in town are the ones saying those things.
Because you don't have their culture. And we go looking in the wrong places for it. That's all. That's all. In a place that is as emotional as you can get in Cleveland, Ohio, we just have the wrong culture for this stuff. And until you find, and I'm sorry, they've chosen that they're going to look for a quarterback, and that guy is going to be the culture setter. So either he's either going to be able to, or we'll just repeat the Baker Mayfield process all over again, where even if we do have a guy with talent, he's got his head in certain places, and then he's going to give all his culture and all his well-being and maturity to some other football team, and we'll go on this carousel all over again.
And there, without a doubt, the vacuum of leadership, because we're looking for it from guys like Myles Garrett. But, you know, you go and get Deshaun Watson, you're assuming that guy for the money you paid and for the type of leadership. Mm-hmm. I know people roll their eyes now. In Houston, I could tell you when he, because I was lauding how good he was when he was there, all the stuff about leadership. It was every day. Look at what he did with the offensive lineman. Look what he did in the community. Look what he did with this charity.
Yeah.
Look, it was every day there was a new story about him exuding leadership. Then he came here and he did some things in the community. I'll give him credit for that. But he was not the face of the organization like you paid him to be. Not only that, I mean, the minute he got injured, what did he do? He went and rehab somewhere else. Remember, we kept bringing up Dak Prescott's going to the games on crutches. It's hard for him physically to get to the game and go stand on the sidelines or go up in the booth. And where was Deshaun Watson?
He's still
Watson?
On the weird buggy out there in the pregame, and then he would go up. And
where
Deshaun
was,
Watson
where was, Deshaun?
Was
out of the state.
In a hotel in Miami or wherever they live. Who the hell knows? I don't remember. I remember everybody was upset he was eating pasta, of all things. I don't know. I got other things to worry about.
I did want to ask you, Tommy Rees. Boy, there seems like a lot of
faith
trust. Because I also heard Zach Jackson saying, hey, keep your eyes on if Estime gets cut from the Denver Broncos.
I'd love to bring him in.
You were excited to see him at a game.
I was in the bag, if that counts. But I did get to see him.
Yeah,
yes.
But he was really good at Notre Dame, obviously. And if they get multiple players all because of that affiliation, shows you the trust they have in their new OC.
I would like to bring in Audric Estime. I know that's a totally different thing there. But again, if we're doing all this and we're getting upset about Isaiah Bond, it's where it either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't work, then you're 6 years into this thing. You're just gone flat out. That's the way it works. And Isaiah Bond, I hope to God he doesn't mess up, because again, this is something that allegedly affected another person. I don't want him to affect himself or affect another person again. I don't want that to happen. So I hope that it works out for him, and I hope it works out for the Browns, because damn it, we need some wide receivers. Like, we need air. I got Jerry Jeudy, and I got really, I mean, we're kind of excited about Jamari Thrash, and it's like, all right, but yeah, in a regular season, is Jamari Thrash wide receiver 3? Okay, go ahead. You were going to read something.
It appears, thank you, Carl, on X, it appears that Perrion Winfrey was not only in camp for the Cowboys, the, quote, all UFL standout, got some first-team reps and is shining at Cowboys camp. That
congratulations
was written a couple weeks ago.
To him. Congratulations. And if it doesn't work out here, would he have had a better chance in Philadelphia at that time, do I ask? And so there you go. If a guy like, and Dallas doesn't have the greatest culture in the world, for crying out loud, but if a guy like that is able to get on the right path, why couldn't we enjoy it? Because we didn't have the right culture at the time, and he was too much of a knucklehead at the time. John Fannin was on Afternoon Drive. He took a swipe at me, Tone.
No.
Yep.
I
as he's wont
it.
To do. Here's John Fannin on Afternoon Drive. As they were yelling at each other about the win total for the season, here's Fanta.
You know, we can still get to whatever bet you guys want to have, because
no.
John says 6, so he gets 6
he
and
takes
higher.
Just over
and
the,
you get 5 and below.
Yeah, okay. No. I don't so he's Nick, he's got no Nick skin in the game here.
The John, would you take 6 or higher and then Nick gets 5 and below?
Now, if he wants to take 8 wins or higher, then we have a conversation.
Well, that's just not fair. Vegas's line is 5.5. Why would John sign
Nick.
Up for that?
Because he
come
acted
on,
like saying what? 3 wins as this huge far-fetched thing, and then he said 6 wins.
The
bet if you have some sort of
yeah,
come on, put him on the table.
No, you're the one. Put him on the table. You put him on the table.
Tell him, John. Put him on the table, Nick.
I'm putting him on the table.
You put nothing on the table.
You put him on the table.
By the way, 6 wins is the most popular answer in Cleveland. That is antithetical to putting him on the table. That's saying you're going to put him on the table. That's acting like you're pantomiming putting him on the table. I see nothing on the table, John.
Okay, is this the Ken Carmen show in the morning? Because now we're yelling.
John calls up and just starts screaming at me on the phone.
Well, did
it's
they
like Matt Foley?
Did they even know he was on the air?
Who?
The afternoon show?
Did they even know that who was on the air?
I got a headache listening to that.
What? Whoa!
They never let him talk.
Whoa!
Was it an interview
Don't
or did
take
he
swipes at them? Well, I was taking swipes at John.
No, I'm being dead serious. That gave me a headache. Well, I have a headache already right now.
Okay, I was about to say
my nasal issues.
You're under the weather.
But
Did you hit the slopes?
But no, that was the thing. At least I would have gotten something out of that.
Okay.
This was.
Do you need to hit the slopes?
I do not think
I'm
that
sure
would help.
We
right
could
now.
Have a listener here in 5 minutes.
No, I'm saying they didn't let him talk, and I didn't know if that was just their producer put him up, the Assassin's Apprentice. Did they put him up, pot him up, or did he not know he was on the air? Did they not know he was on the air?
Well, no, I think, first off, I think it's pretty rich for either of us to take aim at those guys when you and I have gotten in heavy arguments with a guest on the phone, with each other while a guest was on the phone.
Oh, sure.
Daryl would know. Mary Kay has even had to be on the phone while you and I have snapped at each other. That is not the issue that I had. I have to do it. I know what the argument was, and I agree with Nick, because six wins, I mean, John's calling up and talking tough like six wins is talking tough. That is not anything to stick your chest out for.
Six is over.
Congratulations. I guess you hit the over on that. You beat Vegas, but I don't think you're going to change any Browns fans' mind.
Should I put 500 on the over?
I'm not going to tell you to bet on anything.
Well, the reason I say that is because I think the discussion was about whether or not, you know, six was a sweet spot, if that was where everybody was coming in. And I think Nick Wilson did say that six was the most popular guess for the Browns win total this year from everybody he was talking to.
I mean, it's still right about there. What did I say? Six, seven?
But I'm saying if that's the case, then Vegas needs to adjust because there's money to be made on six wins then.
Sorry, Gabe just did something in the window that just totally distracted me. What's yours? What do you say?
I said four or five has kind of been where I've been at throughout this entire process.
Yeah, and I said 6-7. So I'm always going to be a more positive person than you about things, so that doesn't surprise anybody. Danny Cannell, CBS Sports, he had a very interesting thing to say about the Browns win total. Here you go.
I think they could be a 9 or a 10 win team. I mean, and I do like the makeup of this team. I think the style of play of what they want to do offensively suits Joe Flacco well. I think it's one of the reasons that Shador excelled in the preseason because it's a more of a play action, pocket passer type of system. I know they've got to figure out Quinshon Judkins and some of the issues that are going on with him, but I really like Dylan Sampson. And then we got to think about what they did this offseason too with Myles Garrett paying him. Their defense, I think, is going to be one of the things for them to hang their hat on. Mason Graham, one of the rookie first-round picks that they brought in there, is a player that potentially could wreak some havoc. So I think it is more of a traditional offensive style where you're taking some play-action shots down the field, trying to run the football, and playing really good, aggressive defense.
All right, I respect Danny Cannell for what he just said. I can't see it all the way.
Yeah, that's twice what I said.
I had a lot of people disagree.
That's twice the amount of wins
that
I was thinking.
That's a hell of a lot of wins. 9-10 wins seems to be unreasonable, and I'll tell you why. Now, could the Browns be better than what we thought? 216-474-0092. Should we be more bullish on the Browns? I mean, we just spent an hour talking about how people are down on them. Should we be more bullish on them? The reason why I disagree with Danny Cannell, everything he said, absolutely true. I want to agree with him. And I made this argument yesterday that I think they're going to try to eliminate turnovers as best they can. Now, luck would tell you that your turnover margin cannot be that terrible 3 years in a row. Sometimes there's just luck involved, but you have to put luck into action for yourself and create it a little bit. You have to play good defense. They were terrible last year defensively. They should be better about it this year. The front four should be better. They will eliminate turnovers as best they possibly can because I think they're going to try to run the football more. Now, who are they going to run the football with? You mentioned Audric Estime maybe coming over. If he gets cut by Denver, that'd be somebody that helps out. But if we're getting guys that are going to be cut, I don't know how much of a great big help that's going to be. That puts more pressure on Dylan Sampson and on Jerome Ford. And apparently, maybe at some point, Quinshon Judkins, but I'm not holding my breath on that. So they're going to try to run the football more, Tone, is what they're going to try to do. And they're going to try to eliminate the turnovers by doing that. And they're going to try to
hold on
to the ball and control the clock as best they can. And it's the reason why I was bullish. You were going to say something?
Yeah, is that why maybe the thought that the wrong quarterback is starting because of the health situation, that it should be Kenny Pickett because Kenny Pickett doesn't turn the ball over, Joe Flacco does turn the ball over?
That's maybe a great point that's made, but I go on this. last year, I thought Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers were going to be a good football team, a better football team, because Jim Harbaugh believes in running the football and believes on being road graders. He went out, got himself another offensive lineman. Now Rashawn Slater's hurt. But he went out and he got himself another offensive lineman. They dedicated themselves to running the ball more. They were top half of the league of running the ball more to be able to protect Justin Herbert. That's the difference. Who do you have at quarterback? Justin Herbert, you still have to respect. Now, Joe, to start the season, that's why I thought it made sense. Joe can put it on you if you let him. We saw it against Chicago a couple years ago. He'll turn it over, and he has a propensity for it, but you have to respect him. But how long?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How long does that last? Joe's wheels get shaky. He starts to turn the ball over. I think a lot more people would have a lot more faith in Justin Herbert than the Browns. So if you wanted to say, and this is where we just start throwing rocks at each other in a ditch by the side of the road while people walk by and can't believe we're doing it down there. If you want to argue over 4 to 6 wins based on the amount of turnovers they don't have and that they can win more and get the over, I'll meet you on the over. But 9-10 wins, no. Unless there's another schedule out there somewhere I ain't looking at. Like, you ain't. No. 9-10 wins is not there.
Yeah, you'd have to. You'd also have to say, like, the defense would have to be in this scenario, what, if not the best defense in the game, top three, to get to 9-10 wins. They'd have to be a top three defense. I don't. Which, you know, by what we've seen in the preseason and training camp, it has the makings of that. It's still hard. You'd have to be saying there's no drop off from JOK to a rookie linebacker. You'd have to be jumping to a lot of conclusions. Not to mention how thin we are in the secondary. You'd have to say that there's no more injuries, because man, well, you're one injury away. You've already got guys that are going to be on that field a lot that have been getting torched, you know, in the practice sessions. So I would find that hard to believe, but you do have Myles Garrett who can wreck shop, we know, at any time.
Well, your front four...
He could single-handedly win you a game.
Your front four should be much better. You got Malik Collins there who is a hell of a hand. You got Mason Graham there who should be have more of an impact because you're going to have Miles on the field.
It's interesting.
Alex Reines had a hell of a camp, too.
When they lost Za'Darius Smith and Okoronkwo, it was hard for people to say that they were definitely going to be better on their defensive line. Are we jumping to that assumption early because of just new guys on the team? We love new guys on the defensive line. We do this every year with the Browns.
We love new guys on the defensive line, but I mean, you did take a guy in the top five that you damn well should be better on the front four.
Sure, but this will probably be the worst Mason Graham year you're going to get. Is he already better than what you were getting by default?
I mean, I've
liked
excited.
What I've seen from him. I was excited about the draft pick.
Yeah, but they immediately got
a guy. No learning curve at all?
But there's going to be a learning curve, but it's already better than the guy you had to cut at the end of camp last year that you signed as a free agent. So you had that wasn't able to work out. They should be better as a front four, which should make things a little bit easier for the secondary because you're not going to have MJ Emerson to your disposal. And thank God, Jordan Schultz reports that it's not a very serious injury, the one that Denzel Ward got yesterday because everybody's heart dropped yesterday.
If he went down, that changes the entire. I don't think Danny Cannell can say 9-10 wins if you don't have your secondary.
Have been able to play it this morning.
Your secondary would be a disaster.
I wouldn't have been able to play it this morning. But they'll find themselves in situations. See, what makes football great, and we're getting into nitty gritty stuff. When you hear about complimentary football, I think people don't really either realize it or they get bored by it. So I'll try to be brief with it. If my offense sucks and I'm consistently putting my defense in a bad situation on their half of the 50 because I'm turning the ball over, I'm going to give up points. I'm just going to give up points and upset my defense, and then I start to actually crack a foundation of the culture that I have in the locker room. Except the Browns don't have a great culture. That's why I can't say 9-10 wins. You have to have a great culture for 9-10 wins. They did find a culture, but it was a fake culture because they were pouring their hearts and souls out for everybody who wasn't the $230 million quarterback. That should have been your first clue that things weren't going very great at that time. But that's neither here nor there. No one wants to talk about that until he got hurt last year. Then everybody wanted to talk about it. So 9-10 wins. Danny Cannell has been a good guest on the station before. I would love to be wrong and eat my words over it. I don't think I am. If we wanted to meet on 6 is fine. What's 6 going to get you? Does 6 keep Kevin employed? A lot of guys driving around shake their heads.
It's going to be teetering.
So if you get 6 wins, and this is what a fan is worried about. Before I take this call, 216-474-0092, what a fan has to rectify with themselves, myself included. Now, you know me. I'd much rather go towards purgatory because at least I'm trying to create a culture and people say I'm full of it. All right, let's have that argument. But if you only win 6 games, do you or do you not keep Kevin? Do you or do you not keep Andrew? And then what am I doing with my 2 first-round picks? Because if I win 6 games, I ain't drafting top 2.
No. I'm trying to think.
Especially with this Arch Manning business where he said yesterday he don't know what his grandpa's talking about. He could very well come out of the draft. That's going to get a lot of people thinking differently.
I'm trying to think. If you got off to a 1-5 start or 0-6, and then, you know, you hand the ball off to who in that situation? Is Kenny Pickett still on this team? Is it Dylan Gabriel? Eventually, if it gets to Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel and one of those guys wins 6 games on their own, does that change things? Does that change, you know, the thought process with the organization.
If one of those young guys get it?
Yes. So does that mean they're not taking a quarterback in the first round? Does Kevin Stefanski keep his job because he'll show development with a young quarterback?
I fire through Joe and I fire through Kenny, and then I get Dylan or Shador. It depends on how the QB class. Like, if all of a sudden Lenore Sellers and Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik and all those other guys look like garbage, then yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But then, yeah. But then, if they don't, and you're still sitting there at 6 wins or 7 wins, let's say 7 wins. Go crazy, folks. Say 7 wins. Yeah, still under 500. Let's get nuts. What a high bar we set. You get 7 wins, you can have a conversation, but you're still probably going to go, all right, is the third best quarterback in this class going to be worth it? Because whoever's drafted number one is probably going to want that quarterback at the top. If the Colts are drafted number one because they got Daniel Jones going for them this year, and they would probably have a new head coach and probably a new general manager, they're probably going to restart their franchise, and an Ursay is an Ursay is an Ursay. I don't care who it is. They're going to go after their guy. Okay, well then if you're at number five or number six or number seven, all of a sudden you got to find yourself thinking, is Shador better than that? Is Dylan better than that? And then you're kind of stuck spinning your wheels again. Or you can use those two first-round picks and go for the gusto, because I don't know if all top three teams are going to be looking for a quarterback this year. Malone and Lakewood, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Malone.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good to have you, Malone. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, so I think in the NFL, there's more than one Cleveland Browns team out there in the 32 teams. So you can fall backwards into 3 or 4 wins the way the teams do for us. I think the Browns will win 10 games because it's the most Cleveland Browns thing they could do with two first-round picks. And they'll probably see absolutely nothing out of the two rookies. But you got to keep Stefanski. You got to keep the regime regardless, because we have the picks next year. So this is all – this year and next year are packaged together. It's all 1 year. And as a lifelong Browns fan who hates the next year term, it actually means something this year. And if we don't see what we have in the rookies, we're going to blow the draft. So I think the win margin is irrelevant, because you just have to see what your roster has. You got to see if you need a quarterback or if you can trade those picks. And I feel like we're not going to do that. I feel like Flacco's going to go win 7 or 8 games, and then we'll put somebody else in there for another 2 wins.
Well, Malone, I'll tell you this. Say we even stick to my level at 6 wins, right? Thank you for the call. If you get 6 to 10 wins, then especially if you get 10 wins, then some of the pups are going to have to play well for you. So Dylan Sampson's going to have ran the ball well for you. One of your two rookies are going to have to probably have played well for you at some point there, but maybe not. Maybe Joe, if you're at 10 wins, Joe's probably playing the entire season.
We're talking Kenny playoffs. If you're in 9 to 10 range, you're talking playoffs.
And Mason Graham will have had to play well, and Carson Schwessinger will have had to play well, and that might buy Andrew Berry some more time. If you end up somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 wins, you could still probably say some of those things could be true, but some of those things aren't going to be true, because now it's not just getting wins and saying whether or not they stay. It's about getting trust, because I could try to keep Kevin and Andrew. Is anyone going to trust them with 2 first-round picks next year if you end up with 5 wins?
No chance.
Or 6 wins even. I think there's an argument there against them.
This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia. We're today telling I'm a little bit nervous because we have Gabe Kalara spinning the ones and twos. He's the man with the wheels of steel behind the glass, and he is going to be the one that's going to be hitting the ticker, and I don't know if he knows which button to push, so that means it could be 3 seconds of trivia. Who really knows? We're going to find out during 2 Second Trivia, brought to you by the fine folks at Mr. Hero, where you can get your hands on some Roman burgers. Nom, 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 nom. Or those brand new waffle doodles. Remember, you got to throw that extra H in there when you say waffle doodle. They're fantastic. BLTE. You can get the Nashville chicken or the Nashville hot. There's so many to choose from. So little time, and I believe we're only 4 1/4 each. So it's time to get on over there to the wonderful Mr. Hero near you. Tone's ready. Gabe's ready. Mitch is supple and ready, and so is Jeff Thomas. And we know that the callers and contestants are ready. So away we go to Tom and Menor, home of the Cardinals. You're first up on 2 Second Trivia.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing.
Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're doing well, Tom. Tone, take it away.
You would have heard this earlier in the show, but who started at quarterback for the Browns in the final regular season game last season?
So many people in Menor. Well, you got the wrong one to call in. Bob in Lyndhurst, home of the Brush Sharks. Also the alma mater of the great Les Levine. Bob, are you ready?
Take it away.
Tone, that's my line, damn it. Tone, take it away.
All right, Colts made the move to Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback, but who is their head coach?
Shane Steichen?
Yes.
He's in, baby.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob in Lyndhurst is in the barn. Bob, are you ready for your chance to win 2 second trivia, your chance to eat sumptuous Roman burgers?
Yes.
Lima, take it away.
As some might know, and Ken thought everybody would know who Paul Brown was, who succeeded Paul Brown as head coach for the Cleveland Browns?
Art McCoy.
No justice, no peace.
I thought he was going to get it.
I thought so, too.
I thought for sure he was going to get it. Ron and Medina. Ron, good morning.
Ron.
Good morning. Let's go.
Home of the Highland Hornets. Lima, take it away.
Can you tell me who the Browns quarterback coach is this year?
Three.
It's not true, right?
That is incorrect.
Incorrectamundo. We now go to Jim and Medina, home of the bees. They have a lot of hives in Medina County. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Ken. Nice calling you other than Friday.
No, I hope this guy wins. Lima, take it away.
Jose Ramirez is tied for second behind Kenny Lofton in the all-time stolen bases in franchise history of 279. Who is he tied with?
You just mouthed who it was to me. I don't think there's any way I could have got that right.
No.
Not a chance
in hell.
Oh, so that
should have been a level two question.
It depends on who it is. If it's like Jan and Menner, like, I think that he would probably get that right. If it's the Derry brothers, they'd probably get it right. But that is a tough question. That's a tough question. Nick and Medina. Boy, we're big in Medina this morning. Nick and Medina, hey. Home of the Buckeye Bucks. Nick, good morning.
Showtime.
Lima, take it away.
Who was Shedeur Sanders' offensive coordinator last year at Colorado?
Deion Sanders and Ted Stickles.
He's wrong?
Wrong.
Oh, okay. John and Walton Hills, is it Normandy High School?
I don't know. I just work here.
Oh.
That counts.
John and Walton Hills. I don't know if they even go to school in Walton Hills. Are you ready?
Roman Doodle.
Lima, take it away.
All right, we move on to a star-studded question. Who started at quarterback for the Browns in the final game of 2023?
Bailey Zappe.
Wrong. A wrong game. It was wrong.
Wrong last game of the season.
All right. We've opened up some lines here. Some people have been able to not get the question right. We've only been into the barn once.
Yep.
Remember, if you don't get it right by the end of the segment, we are just going to keep the waffle doodles and we're going to keep the Roman burgers and everything for ourselves.
Munch, munch, munch.
Yum, nom, 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 nom. Sean and Avon Lake, home of the Fighting Owens. Sean, are you ready?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Lima, take it away.
Who is the Diamondbacks manager?
Terry Lavella.
Yeah, give it to him. I'll give it to him. That's close enough.
Owen's not here. That means Lima can be the one to judge. And Lima's feeling charitable for our friend named Sean. Sean, how do you spell your name? Do you spell it like Sean or do you spell it like Sean?
The Irish way. S-E-A-N.
Ah, S-E-A-N. He's an Irishman. Tone, I think we know about a game.
Shawan Dunstan.
I think we know about a game going on over in Ireland
this
weekend, but don't want to give away anything there.
Yes, we do.
It is time, because Sean is in the barn. Lima.
It'll be a ranked matchup of Titans, Iowa State, and Kansas State kicking off college football at noon on Saturday. Kicks off the entire season in Dublin. Can you tell us who is the Iowa State Cyclones head coach?
Pat Campbell.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He did it.
He listens to the show. Sean, congratulations. You're going to be eating wonderful Mr. Hero. How does it feel?
Ah, I love it.
Okay. I'm going to put Sean on hold now. I'm going to get out of my Mitch voice here. All right, Sean goes back on hold. Make sure I don't puke all over the microphone. My Mitch tries to do it. Comes in here and does about last night. Sounds like he's doing PA for the Yankees. I don't know why I'm busting his chops all of a sudden over that. All right. You glad you found a winner? Gabe, you can turn the music down now.
That is the end of the game.
I love Gabe. He just starts listening to the show.
I think Gabe held his own, more than held his own, for his debut edition of 2 Second Trivia.
That could be daunting. That could be a daunting. Owen is on his way to BGZ right now.
He is. So he cried real tears. This would have been a question had the contest continued. He cried real tears at the end of taking his daughter to Kent State, and now he's got to do it again. Because remember, that was a tandem graduation party that we attended.
It was a twofer.
A twofer, where I famously one-upped Ken when it came to the checks that
what
we
did
were,
you give again?
I asked Ken how much he was going to give. He gave me the total, and I went $1 over.
I can't believe you did that.
Is that a bad move?
No, I remember. I when I said it, I remembered I shouldn't have said anything to you.
What would have been great is if you knew that's where I was going with that, and you decided to go even a few bucks more.
Have you flipped, by the way? Now, I want to get to Major League Baseball realignment coming up in the next hour. Now, we got around the AFC North coming up at 8:01, all right? Haney in Baltimore, which I have to ask him about this. I'm not going to blame Bob, but I think Bob needs to understand how I feel about this whole 30th anniversary playing the Browns of all things.
Oh, it's crap. It's total crap.
Mo Egger, Cincinnati. Chris Muller, Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We got Baldy at 9:01. We'll get to the MLB realignment ideas because Fox had one that I don't understand what they were thinking. And I just think that
they weren't thinking about us.
I think there's a lot of places that don't know where Cleveland is on a map. I think there's a lot of people in a lot of big cities who can't find Cleveland in a map. Like, you ever see the meme where it's like New York, and that just says corn up until L.A. Like, that's what I think, that they don't know where Cleveland is. Either way, do you agree with me? Have you changed your mind? Because if you get to 6-7 wins, and I know we got like 1 minute here, do you find that to be purgatory and the wrong thing for the Browns? And did yesterday in Arch Manning's media availability change that, where Arch Manning's like, I don't know what the old man's talking about?
No, it
when
didn't.
It came to coming out for the draft.
Look, it's the purgatory thing is a brutal thing to think about this far in advance. Like, what is this year all about? This year should be about either finding the quarterback in Shador or Dylan Gabriel, or it should be placing yourself in position to get the quarterback next year. The good news is that you have 2 first-round picks. That is huge. And you never know how these things... In the NFL, it's really hard. It is hard to do it like the NBA, where you know you can put yourself in position for the most lotto balls. Doesn't mean it's going to strike, as we've seen time and time again in the NBA. The teams that do tank don't get the most lotto balls. But it is easy. If you want to in the NBA, it's easy to go out and win the least amount of games or right up there. The NFL, it is not.
But
there's so few games... You can win games. You can pull wins out of you know what. It's incredible to see. It is
a
hard.
Lot of games are lost, not won.
True.
It's just about who wants to lose less. Sometimes,
but
how
the guys.
It goes.
But Kenny, you've said this time and time again. The guys that are out there, like backups all across the board, they can win a game in the last month of a season over another team in a similar state. They can, no matter what you try, no matter what you do personnel wise. So the purgatory thing. It's all got to be, how do they win those games? When do they win those games? Like, if we start the season 3-4, you're probably mathematically eliminated from having the worst record in the NFL. Like, there's probably going to be a team with 2 wins. Like, it just can happen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.